listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my friends and enemies. I hope that will be my friends the time I finish this program. Obama cannot survive unless he creates a civil war or other things. But civil war is very clear. He gets away with it, if you see what I mean. Now, I've been in a war, the Second World War. I saw how things happened where Attlee, the Prime Minister, couldn't see. And I was just young in those days. I could see what he couldn't see. And what I saw on the Mouvetone News, that's how we got our information those days, news. I saw a man representing England with a piece of paper saying, peace in our time. And he's an appeaser. And I could imagine, as a boy, seeing Hitler laughing up his sleeve, laughing up his sleeve. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, you have been had. You have become a demoralized country, and some of you are surviving with it and understand it a little bit about that yourself, but enough to have common sense. Now, I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to keep on asking you, to make sure that this situation cannot be compared with anything or ever will be again. If you do not heed what I'm saying, you will know what it's like to be a slave. You will know what it's like to lose your freedoms. Because those who support the worst in you will control the worst in you as if it was the best. You need to come to my website. Well, not to my website, to Facebook. And there's another Drudge report. And he is talking about the future. He predicts America's future, and it's in 1999. The same day, same time as I had the program with him, that you many of you have already seen to begin with. It's just about a minute and 10 seconds discussion with how to overcome our problems. Go to Facebook, please. But what I want to say and emphasize on this program is that you will wake up one morning and you will not be free. You will not be free. There'll be horror. But many of you can't see it because you're being mesmerized by the media. The media is multiplied about 16 times one over the other. You know that, and the media is on the side of Marxism. Media is Marxism, created over the last three generations, creating, infiltrating the universities and turning out multiples of themselves as teachers in the schools and in music and everything. I say to you, your life is over. And the first thing I want you to do is to recognize that you do not have a life of your own. As long as you belong to something, I have told you many times, do not put me on a pedestal. Because if you put me on a pedestal, I will own you. I could never fix you, never, because I'm not God. You make me a God. You put me. You're a God maker. When you put me on a pedestal, you or anybody, You've got a God maker greater than the God. So if you put somebody on a pedestal, you're a God maker greater than the God in your own mind. So you've got to be very careful what's happening, because this God can turn around and bite you. And that's Obama. Now listen carefully. I want to listen very carefully, because your life and future of the whole world depends upon it. I'm Roy Masters.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, I cannot speak of your candidates, but I can tell you this. You are in a state of emergency that requires you to leave behind, both of you, those Democrats, separate from those who control you. Those on the right, please, Republicans, pull away from the control they have over you, your loyalty to them, so that we all stand with our own common sense. See, you will not have any common sense if you belong to anything. You will have the relationship a man has with a woman, and the reason why there's war between them, there's war. What my main purpose this evening until the election, I have to warn you, stay away from your party, because then you groupthink. Do you understand this? Groupthink. Do you understand that the media is at least 20 times more favorable to one as the other? Do you understand that? Do you think that's fair? You on the left, do you think that's fair? Do you have a sense of fairness? Do you see that something's wrong? Something's toppled. You have two candidates. And what can you say? What can I say? I can't mention names. But in order for you, for America to be saved from this situation, which will end up in civil war, yes, it's the only way Obama can survive after he leaves office. He's not going to leave office with the civil war, is he? And there's another, but I'm interested only in the civil war part, but there's another way of, but this civil war is more practical for him. He remains the president, and something terrible will happen to our military. Our military doesn't like him, and they don't want more of the same. I'm speaking for the military. I see that. And for you to do other than what I'm telling you, to allow yourself to be influenced by what you call a party. Each one of you have a party you belong to. Do not function from their demands. You understand? You are not, you should not, as an American, be manipulated and to have groupthink. In other words, it's a group on both sides. It's a group. Both sides are no damn good. It doesn't matter which one you get. You get screwed. I mean, the whole world will fall apart. The only way that we can survive is for you to become an individual like Roy Masters. Roy Masters is an individual, and most of you are not. And therefore, only an individual can see clearly what right and wrong is, and to clearly do the right thing and avoid catastrophe that would last forever and ever. Do not involve yourself in groupthink. So the Democrats, pull away from them. Republicans, pull away from the Republican Party. Pull away. And you'll see clearly. But you are emotionalized. You have been emotionalized, intimidated by the media. 20-1 with respect to the candidates. That is not good. Something is terribly wrong. And can't you sense it? And the only way you could be right to help is to be right and to be able to see for yourself and not listen to anything. Just watch. When I say don't listen, listen with a calm mind, quietly. Watch how you are being manipulated, how you've, the strings of your heart keep pulling one way. And one person says one thing and the other person says something else, and they're all just lying to each other passively. But whatever it is, you'll be able to see for yourself. This could save the country. And otherwise, nothing will. Nothing can save this country unless you let go of your party. And then decide for yourself. Because, you see, you got security when you belong to something. Have you ever heard of post... No. There was a word. It just slipped from my tongue. Codependency. Do you know what codependency is? I have said many times, when you listen to me, I don't want to own you. I want to free you from owning you and giving me money compulsively, thinking that's love. But still people don't do it. They still put me on a pedestal and expect me to help them. No, keeping me on a pedestal and loving me that way blocks the ability for you to see for yourself. In other words, codependency means you need me to fix you. You need me to love you. And I can't be pulled into that, nor will I allow you to be pulled into me. One of us pulls into the other. It depends on who is the strongest in hell, to put it rather simply. Now I say to you again, you are standing on the threshold of disaster. And once it's over, it's over. So you can stop cheering and getting excited by groupthink. Do not allow yourself to groupthink. Like kids at a chorus and at a sing-song. where everybody's excited and music there, way, wonderful. No, as groupthink. Groupthink is what one thinks all thinks. You understand that? What groupthink is what one wants you to think all think the same. Exactly. So you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. And either way, your life is finished. Republicans must, those who are involved with Republicans' party, the Republican Party, pull away from them. Those of you on the left, pull away from them. Because you're not an American until you are free from groupthink. Groupthink. You think you don't have thoughts of your own until you can disconnect. You may be afraid to disconnect because you feel like you belong to something. Yes, it's called hell. And America is an individual and not out individuals. Now, I want one of you to call and tell me it ain't so. I want one of you to call and tell me that it makes sense. I'll give you the phone number. You know, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. I've been working all the way through. All the way through. And here I'm sitting in this program, strong as a horse still. I'm still working. I've got two hours to go. And all I want you to do is to leave your groupthink and say, "Hey, Roy, I've just seen what you had to say. I'm no longer obligated to do what my party wants for me. I want to see it for myself." And that makes you a real American. You're never going to be a real American until you can give up your groupthink, be it anything. In other words, you have a problem with your wife. You have a problem with your, you know, your husband. And the reason why you can't function properly, because you've entered into a relationship of groupthink, in a manner of speaking, on a smaller scale. It's called codependency. So therefore, when you fall in love, you're really falling in love, falling from what love is all about. I was teaching you that yesterday. So you will see, the minute you fall or put somebody on a pedestal in the hope of sort of a pseudo-resurrection, it's really just a erection, but a resurrection is different, in case you didn't know. So unless you learn not to love your wife the way you do, which is called lust, but a great need, when you put somebody on a pedestal, when you belong to a person, it's the same as belonging to a person, an ultimate person, who has gathered around himself groupthink. And that's an army, in a manner of speaking, or a political party. And that political party resonates as what one think, all thinks. And it's on both sides. If you cannot escape that, I say to you, you're afraid to be standing by yourself. What you're looking for is a sense of worth and be rewarded by it. And when a man loves a woman, he's looking for a sense of worth and he's giving his life to his wife, who can manipulate him or hate him for his weakness. Either way, that's the point, that neither one of you then are free. There's war between you. and there's no end of war between you. And then there's divorce. And there it is in miniature. A small representative of what happens. Give up if you know what's good for you. Give up belonging to the left. Give up belonging to the right. Then you will see clearly. You don't have to be... You. I hear the music. 800-866-8883. Now look, listen. This is a few weeks to the ultimate death camp. Or freedom. Which one do you want? One nation under God. Not under demigods. Right back.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You know what I sense right now? I've got about 150 stations, and they're very graciously given to me. And I've been on the air for 55 years and predicted the imminent outcome that you're facing in the next 24 days or so. I would like or to respond to what I've said. I'll say it again in case you just join me. You don't want groupthink. If you belong to a church, it's groupthink. If your wife belongs to you, or you belong to your wife, it's called codependent. It's a miniature, a solitary groupthink. One will think of the other. One will do what they need to do for the person to love them and to support them. That makes you an appeaser. And then the other person is going to be a bully. And then you can have two appeasers, and then you still don't have any faith, anything going. I say to you, that's all there is. On the left, it's groupthink. On the right, it's groupthink. You are part of a party. Now, you take the parties away and leave people alone. And their dutiful response to their party. That's right. Take that away and stand back. And take a look quietly. Calm yourself down, because if you can't calm yourself down, you will see evil as good, and you will see good as evil. But you won't see that. You will not see when you're evil. You think evil is good. That's how it will be, like the dope and the dope pusher. He loves what rises to the occasion of his stinking need. And they both go down. All right. The number is 800-866-8883. I'm going to stay just a little while, and then I'll try to say this again and again. And in the middle of the program, I'll just go home. Sort of kind of sick to see what my country has come to, and cannot see the simplicity of the solution, because that way, the influences on both sides disappear. If you can stand, you have the power and the courage to stand on your own. And then make up your mind. Just look at the situation, and your intuition will come back. And then it's all over. You have your country, and you won't be divided anymore. See? Some of you will still be blinded. Many might be blinded, but the ones that are blinded won't leave. But I want to weaken the effect of having so many people love that party and be so gingered up by it, excited, lifted up. You have to look at it as I do. I can just look. I don't belong to the left. Obama was on breaking every rule in the book and the Constitution. And because you groupthink, you could not speak up for yourself. Wouldn't it be nice if you all pulled away from what supports you, what has indoctrinated you, see, and stand alone? You can still make a decision, but the decision you make will humanize you. If you make a decision with pressure from groupthink, you lose your God and you lose your country. Do you understand that? This is a touchstone, a fiery touchstone. I've been half an hour talking about this. Is there one person in all of America that cannot come to the phone and say, "You're right, Mr. Masters, I see the point"? Is there anybody that will do that? It's getting to half an hour. I've been on the radio. I just don't want to change, because I see what you don't see. Or you may see, but you're afraid. But how does anybody know how you're going to vote? How does anybody know? It's an insecurity to belong to something. If you belong to somebody, I spent the whole day yesterday talking about, if you belong to church or synagogue, you really, really, really cannot get to be free. You cannot belong to an organization in the sense I am using it and be an individual. Can you go to church or synagogue? Yes, you can. And you don't have to belong to it. You see, I especially speak, I often open the program with saying, please take me off. Take me off putting me up on a pedestal. First of all, if you want help for me and you put me on a pedestal, I ain't God. And if you put, so therefore, why people can't, I can help, I have, if you put Jesus on a pedestal, that's a big mistake. I bet a lot of you, angelics, whatever you call yourself, sorry, see, you can't put Jesus on a pedestal. He says that nobody, he's not, hold a second. Well, let me leave my subject matter alone just to give me a sense of rest here. Because I see the danger. And I see the danger because I'm an individual. And I've kept on saying in the program, don't put me on, if you want me to help you, don't make me a god. Don't put me on a pedestal. Don't become, you become codependent, meaning dependent on your me for your sense of worth. It's no good. It's the same with the political party. It's the same with a church. It's the same with synagogue. Anyone. You cannot put a person on a pedestal. You cannot have a party. America's, you should not have a party. You should not have a party. You just need, if you have a party, if you put somebody on a pedestal, you make them God. The tendency for people who have lost God is to find solace by putting somebody on a pedestal, but you're a God maker. If you put somebody on a pedestal, if I allow you to put me on a pedestal, I could be very rich and I could control all of you. But the reason you see how quiet you are tonight is because you know I'm right. I bet you're too scared of cowdy, cowdy custard. You won't call up. You don't have to give your name. Just become, you know, ad lib. Pick up the phone, 800-866-8883. Tell me where I'm wrong. No, you know, before the Civil War, there was only one party, but that's good. In a sense, there was no party to fight another party. You introduce another party, especially the Democrats, which look what they did to the black Americans in the South. They came north, and now you got a war. Now you have a groupthink that is being overpowered by those who are victims of groupthink called the media. See, over the years, media has grown because that's the beginning of groupthink. If you lie is the truth, and truth is lies, and that is how Putin, communism, Marxism, it works that way. It works that way to infect the universities and turn out lots of teachers, and there you have it. See. And destroying the children in the schools. And we've been complaining about the schools for a long time. And it's really down and out. But we never would say why it's so. You would never say the communists have taken over our country already 3 generations. And look at the mess. You cannot conquer a noble people, and you ain't noble.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I've been talking about pulling away from your party. And it's the only way you're going to have overcome the Civil War that Obama wants to stay forever. That's what's going to happen. I've got a caller on the line. And the subject matter for this evening is that you should pull away from your parties and have no parties. Don't have any groupthink. Don't experience the excitement of all that you think, all the music comes up, and it's all designed to excite you into groupthink. I'm very careful about music. I'd be very careful about music if I were you, especially the kind of music. But we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. I've got one caller. I think it's Eric. And it's Eric. His name is Eric. And I hope he's going to discuss the subject with me. I really hope so, because it will give me a little bit of sense of relief that I can find one person who can think clearly. Eric, are you still there, OB? Is Eric there, please?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready for you, Eric. This is Roy.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to relate to you my experience. I'm right on the same page there with you about pulling away from party. I grew up in a very conservative household. Just to give you an idea, Rush Limbaugh was on the radio all the time.
Yes.
My dad was a Patriot. And I grew up kind of, I believed it. I was on the same page.
Yes.
I was also kind of driven to please him, to please my father. And so I kind of went a little bit overboard on the whole conservatism thing. And as I got older and became a young man and got into college, my head was just swimming in it constantly. If I had free time, it was Rush Limbaugh on the radio for 3 hours, and then Sean Hannity, and then I was watching all the Fox News shows, and I was reading Ann Coulter books. I mean, the whole conservative brand, my head was just swimming in it.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
You are correct. It's not good. Even if you're on the same page with those
exactly,
people.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is a brand. I believe that some of those people are probably genuine. I think a lot of those people are probably just in it to make a buck, and maybe they believe it, maybe they don't, but they don't take it to heart the way that I do.
Yes.
If
I may stop you just for a second.
Yeah.
It is better to be sure. It is to stand alone and to see clearly what God gives you to see without the influence, the continuous influence of all the noise around you. So even if you make this, you'd make a good decision, you get the right party. The problem of that is yourself. You can't be sure that you made this yourself because of the influences all around you. And fearful, lose. You don't have to say anything to anybody. You don't have to say, I'm going to give up my party. You don't have to. You could just leave it between you and me and every day until it's all over. But the fact that you do it that way makes you a man. In other words, you're doing it because you see it and nobody else. And even though you make the same decision, it isn't the same.
Yeah.
See, that's not the same.
I think that there is value, and the way I've been saying it is being on the same page with those folks, and it is good to have those voices out there that kind of, I guess you could say, voice our opinions, that sort of thing. Those people do need to be out there, but I think that there's a little bit too much hype that goes along with it. I think that there is a little bit of a danger of, I guess I'd put it as maybe selling your soul to it.
Yes.
I won't mention any titles on the air if I'm not supposed to.
You can do what you like. I can't say it. I can't talk about those. Go ahead.
I'll just mention that just my own personal story with it. The way that I ended up snapping out of all of that was one night, just by pure chance. I used to like to watch documentaries on Netflix. And one night I came across one that was about 9/11, and it was very, very different from any other 9/11 documentary I'd ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it raised a bunch of questions that a lot of people in the mainstream media never asked concerning 9/11.
Yes.
And by the time I was done watching that documentary, it was very powerful. And my question was, why aren't my guys, quote unquote, my guys, why haven't they been asking these questions? And at that point, I started pulling back from everything that I guess I'd say that I was indoctrinated by, everything that I knew to be true. I'm still a conservative, if you got to put a tag on me,
mm-hmm.
but I'm no longer a cheerleader for all the neocons and all the, you know, all the usual big conservative types.
I think I've just, you're a breath of fresh air, my friend. You did this all by yourself. And that you're an individual and you are an American. That's
yes, sir.
It. I have respect for you. Were you in the military?
I was not, no. My dad was in the Marine Corps for 3 years, and for his own personal reasons, when I was a young man, he tried to steer me away from that. So, no, I was not. I was under the influence of someone who has been in the Marine Corps, though.
But you don't really need to be under the influence anyway. You do understand the difference between standing alone or doing the same thing with others because of the overwhelming force of, you know, wanting to belong and to be loved for it and to be
correct.
Cheered. See, I say to you, you're a breath of fresh air, but there's not enough of you. That's my problem. I don't see my screen light up. I just really bless your cotton socks. Is there anything? I don't think there should be much wrong with a person like you.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been doing the meditation for almost 2 years now, and I really appreciate that. That, by the way, and I appreciate your mission and your work.
But you don't belong to me. So the beauty is,
correct.
I don't want you to belong to me. I want you to belong to your Creator. If you belong to anybody, you've got the wrong God.
Correct.
See.
And belonging to the Creator, I've come to start to understand that belonging to Him is really all that there is. It's really all that matters.
Yes, sir. So we have to make a decision, not because everybody else wants it, because you can see it. That's all. And there's a very, very, very tiny distance between the two, but one is deadly, and one is death, and one is life. Because if you multiply that, if you are involved with one, you can be involved. It allows the involvement with as many people who can influence you. And that's the reason for anxiety, all kinds of anxiety, because there's so many thoughts coming towards you, so many opinions coming your way. Have to go along, you get angry, and pretty soon you're just tied up in knots. And even if you make a good decision, it doesn't work out good for you. See, it never does. It may be good for somebody else. It may voting is good, but you choose the right one. But the way you choose it doesn't make you codependent. You leave behind what was supporting you to do it, and then you're doing it for yourself without any prompting from anything else. That is the key. That's so simple. But thank you very much, Eric. If you want to call me again, you call me again, and we can talk about other things. But tonight I'd like to keep the subject as much as possible. And I've started. Thank you very much. I say good night to you, Eric, and I do appreciate it. 800-866-8883. Can I get another one like that? Is there another American? It's got to start with one. Can you see that when you push to do something or pull to do it, and it is the good thing that you do, it isn't good for you because you got the wrong God. The wrong thing is pushing and pulling. And so the act is correct, but maybe the timing. But now we've got a special time. There's a time coming that's set, and after that, it's all over. We are either free and love each other and not fight each other. But you have to see the sinister force that is destroying the minds of children. The reason why there's so many people on the left, because the children have been demoralized into thinking that what is true is wrong. They've been made to doubt, etc., 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 and you've grown up, and you got married, and then you have a sick relationship with your wife, and now you're codependent, and then the divorce rate goes up until 80% of you. Look what's happening. There's no fathers anymore. Hardly any fathers. And if there's any fathers, they're no damn good. I'm sorry. If you can't, what is wrong? If you wondered, if I can just tidy it up a little bit, do you know what a real woman wants in a man? Do you really want to know? I'll tell you. If there's a good woman out there, I'm sure there is, would you please call me at 800-866-8883 and please tell me what you want in a man and what you've got in a man, which is, it's a man. But what kind of man? Who is his God? Does he know what right and wrong is? Is he an individual, or is he looking for love, looking for his mother, so to speak? Because that's what men look for in women. An incompleted man, which is other than Jesus-like, is an ordinary person that is going to hell, in a manner of speaking. You understand the fact that a man looks to a woman and falls from what love is all about. Listen how I said it. Listen how I said it. He falls in love. But there's a pull. There's a little story I want to tell you. I've told this you on this radio program many times. It's a little girl, and she's 9 years old. And I'll tell you about this after the break, about pull and about push. Okay, don't go away. 800-866-8883. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look, I'm not going to ask you for some money right now. I need to continue my thought. Devastation is very clear. And I was talking about being an individual. And I brought this subject up many times. A little girl calls me, and it's Maggie, okay? And she says, Grandpa, she calls me Grandpa, if a person wants me to give me a gift, am I obligated to take it? Now, there's an answer to that that will cause that child to be ruined for the rest of his life or her life. There's a right. Now, the wrong answer is, if somebody wants to give you something, as if your grandpa, well, she says it's a grandpa, grandma. I said, well, if it's a grandma, then do you feel the pull? She says, yes. I said, when you feel that pull, you know that evil is there. Pull. If I'm around the child, I would give that child this information. If you sense the pull, she says, I sense the pull, Grandpa. She calls me Grandpa. I said, then can you take your stand and say no without being angry? And just by saying no and not worrying about the outcome? She says, yes, I can. I said, if you'll see what happens. And she says, thank you. And the next time I heard about her, there was a big hubble, a big incident. Hold the line. I hear the music.
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And so Maggie, she said, it was her grandma, and grandma is a wicked person. That grandma I knew 45, 50 years ago, because the mother allowed her mother, her grandma, caused her mother, when she was 4 years old, to let the father, which wasn't the father, to abuse her, if you know what I mean. And she came to be, the grandma was one of my followers, but she couldn't handle it. I wouldn't give her the sense of worth she was looking for. But as far as this little girl, she said no, and I said, can you say no and not worry about the outcome? Because what pulls you, or what pushes you, is evil. It's an evil aspect of a person that doesn't realize what they're doing. They don't know. They just know that they are charmed by their own cleverness to get other people to do what they want. That is the pull and that's the pull that grandmother had on the child. See? And so what happens, I said, can you stand and not be angry? Understand your grandma will be very, very angry. She wants to give you those toys, and you don't want them. You don't want to be obligated to them. You understand? She understood it. When you feel the pull, you're finished. And if I gave her the wrong answer, I said, no, look, you're a grandma. Why don't you, you know, it's just don't hurt her feelings. Yes, hurt her feelings. Excuse me, putting it so eloquently. Yes, it's important. That little child has answered the questions and discusses me every now and then. She calls me and we have a nice talk, and she's going to grow up to be a beautiful girl. But these little things, I'll give you an example. There's two boys, and they both have sailing boats, okay? And they're playing with them in a stream, playing with them in a river, but in a sheltered area. And they're enjoying themselves. And all of a sudden, there's a rush of water, and both children lose their boat. One dies because he's attached to it. See? It gives him a feeling he's happy. The other one is like the little girl I'm talking about. She lets the boat go, and she lives. Now do you understand what I'm saying? That is just a little taste of the hell you are now in because you cannot say no. Can you? When you feel the pressure. But now you feel uncomfortable because I'm exposing it and creating another pressure to look at yourself and be free from being pulled into the stream with your boat, like that little boy who had insecurity. That's all he had. See? So if you have a brand new car and it's smashed and you don't have any, let's say you don't have any money on it. I don't know what was, I've got the wrong subject, but just let me use that. You're not insured. Or let you have something that you is very precious to you and you lose it. Okay, it's gone. And if you had a lot of money, you become very rich and then you become very poor. Uh-oh. I'm still here. You don't belong. So if you can't say no, it begins to be that you cannot say no and you won't notice the pull anymore. But when you start to notice the pull or the push, pressure, if you want to be an individual, you don't really need to go any further than, I see the pull, I won't go with that pull. Never mind what happens. I don't see why I should. No, thank you. Why don't you say no, thank you to your party that pulls on you and pushes you and excites you and makes you feel a good person for being a bad one? I think I'm going to take it easy tonight. I'm not going to spend another hour. It's just a waste of time. I've been up since 4 o'clock in the this morning, and I've worked all day, okay? I'm not tired. I'm weary. What has happened to my country? Let me give you the phone number and tell the gentleman that answers the phone here, at least a few other fish. Excuse me putting it that way. I'm a fisherman of men and fisherman of women. That's what Jesus was, wasn't he? So which one of you will dare to agree with me or disagree? Get it off your back. Okay? Now, I've got a few moments left. The program that will follow will be an old program. I think I'm going to rest tonight, not because I'm tired. I should be. I'm not tired. I'm just disgusted with Americans. I love this country. I'm not sure you deserve it. You need to be virtuous and know what that means. So I'm waiting for you. I'll wait 5 minutes to see how many people will call. And then I go have a rest myself. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Now, I don't know if I deserve your kindness, because not everybody is, as I was saying, but all too many are that way. So please support my program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And go to my website, fhu.com, and get the meditation, 7-minute meditation at no cost, and see what happens to you. You'll be able to do all those good things and overcome the pushes and the pulls. Have a good evening.